Do you know what the scariest thing is? To not know your place in this world. To not know why you're here. It's just an awful feeling.
Maestro, 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 I have a question for you.
Oh, boy.
Do you ever wish you could do your job from the comforts of your own home?
Oh, that would be great.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Can we do that now?
We can make that. It is the 21st century, my friend.
I can lay on the couch and just take a nap right now.
Yeah. Put everything on automatic pilot. Wake up in your bunny slippers, grab your bonbons, and have a great day on the couch. What else could you ask for? And matter of fact, I'm actually going to give you some ideas on some great jobs that you can actually do from home. But before I do that, let me introduce the show. My name is Robbie Romeiser. I'm your host for Career Callings. And at Career Callings, our mission is to help people avoid the financial and emotional pain of a bad career decision by helping them find, prepare for, and pursue the work God has created them to do. You can join us today by phone, text, or email, phone or text at 864-381-7649. That's 864-381-7649. Or by email at robbie@careercallings.net. That's R-O-B-B-I-E @careercallings.net. Ran across an article in Forbes on Forbes.com the other day by a lady named Anna Bonnie. And Anna Bonnie was talking about five legitimate work from home jobs for at-home parents. Now, it doesn't have to be just for at-home parents. It could be at home anybody. Anybody who's just had all the fun they can stand having to go to work every day. They can actually work from home. So I just wanted to share these ideas with you in case you found any of them to be interesting. Now, not on the list, by the way, Maestro, is Radio Guru. And that is not one of the at-home opportunities in this list or on this list. However, I think that you probably could make that happen with 21st century technology.
Almost.
So, you know, we'll pray for you that you'll figure it out. Okay?
What are you going to come to my house to record now? Is that it? No, it's not going to work.
No, I don't want to be anywhere near your house, pal. We can do it all over the phone. How about that? But no, number one example that Anna came up with was being a writer. This is one that's a recurring thing in almost every article I've ever read or reviewed about this idea of working from home seems to throw the opportunity to be a writer into the mix. So as she points out, there's a limitless appetite for new content across all media platforms, and that means there's a constant need for writers. You know, people hire writers for blogs. They hire them for websites. They hire them to write information and brochures and so on for companies and nonprofits. And you can be a resume writer. You can be any kind of writer. There's so many different things that people, so many different ways people can express their ability to write in return for money in the marketplace. And rates for being a good writer range greatly from a few dollars for a post on a blog to maybe $1 or more per word. So think about it. You know, a typical 2 to 3 minute blog post in terms of reading it in 2 to 3 minutes is probably anywhere from 300 to 400 words. That would be pretty good return on investment if you can get $1 per word. So that's one idea. Another idea is to become an administrative assistant. Office support for entrepreneurs and small businesses does not need to be housed near that office. Matter of fact, people all over the world these days are outsourcing administrative type of work to folks that work from home and as we said before, in their bunny slippers while eating bonbons. And people in the virtual assistant world can have a median pay rate of anywhere from $14 to $18 an hour. So that's not chump change to become a virtual assistant from home, or maybe being someone's virtual travel agent, or maybe someone who helps manage other people's social media profiles and content. So just keep that in mind. A third option is transcription. Of course, everybody, or I shouldn't say everybody, but many people have heard of medical transcriptionists before, and that's not the only type of transcriptionist that's out there, however. There are people that hire transcriptionists for journalism work, for businesses or nonprofits, and of course, as well, for medical transcriptions of medical professional recordings, like doctors who record information about their visits with their patients and so forth. Medical transcription workers can earn about $34,000 a year. Other types of transcriptionists who would be working from home might earn anywhere from 75 cents to $1.50 per audio minute. Option number four, customer service. You can be a remote customer service assistant, and that pays anywhere from $12 to $16 an hour. And then the final example that Anna Bonney, with her Article 5 legitimate work from home jobs for at-home parents, she mentioned being a tutor. And in the past, we've talked about that on the program. One of the websites we've given in the past is Tutor Doctor. You can become a tutor through Tutor Doctor and other similar websites and get paid to be a teacher of something that you're an expert in. And that doesn't necessarily mean you have to be a trained teacher. Maybe you're an expert in some business-related field. You spent years and years honing a skill or an ability, and now you can pass that knowledge on to children or even adults who would pay you for your time to be a virtual teacher, or maybe even, a virtual teacher would be what you would be if you wanted to work from home there. So where would you find job opportunities like this? Well, there's all kinds of different sites out there. I'll throw out a few to you here, and then, of course, as always, I will link to these websites at careercallings.net/radio so that you can go check these websites out for yourself. Field Nation. Field Nation is a great website for finding job opportunities in these and other types of fields working from home. Upwork.com is another example. Fiverr.com. Elance.com. Guru.com. And then two traditional staffing services that now have a wonderful online presence, where you can search their job opportunities, both for at-home opportunities as well as in-the-office opportunities, would be Randstad and Adecco. Randstad and Adecco have been around for a long time in the staffing business, but they have a great web portal now for doing research like that. So five legitimate work-from-home jobs and ways to find those out only at careercallings.net/radio, where I will link to these things for you. Now, the other day, I received a call from a good friend of mine, and it was an interesting call, kind of an unexpected call, because this gentleman is a very successful businessman, and he's done very well for himself over the years through various business ventures that he has been involved in. And when he asked me the question he called me about, I was somewhat shocked. He basically asked me about how to draft a good resume. He's in a place in his life right now where someone is pursuing him for an opportunity. He's not really doing anything right now and is getting a little bit bored, so he's kind of thinking about the opportunity. And the person who is recruiting him had simply asked him to provide him with a resume, provide the recruiter with a resume. So he's not really ever done a resume before, having owned several of his own businesses, didn't really know how to go about doing that. So when we talked on the phone about that, I gave him a couple of pointers that went more or less like this. I said, you know, basically what you need to do is formulate your resume and your cover letter with this in mind. The only reason these people are interested in you is because they think that you have the ability to solve their problem or remove their pain that they're feeling right now because of this vacant position they have available. So what you want to do, if you want to position yourself properly with a good cover letter and resume, you need to help that person who's recruiting you understand that you understand what their pain is. You need to identify in the cover letter what their pain points are. And then in your resume, you need to be able to show them that you have the skills and abilities to remove that pain. And that's the way those two documents come together. Cover letter identifies the pain. Resume shows them how you can remove that pain, and you're the best person to be able to do that. Now, when you do that with a resume, you don't have to do it the old-fashioned way. A lot of people are still wired to think of resumes in the old-fashioned way, meaning that it's going to have an objective that's pretty generic, and then you're going to list your jobs and all the bullet points of things you did while you were there, and then you'll make a couple of references maybe to a reference or two at the end. And those types of resumes are extremely difficult to read, in that they're boring as all get out. You know, it's like reading an encyclopedia or watching paint dry. Okay, it's very, very difficult to get involved or in tune with that stuff. So what there's a growing trend, and has been for some time, to make a resume much less static than that and much more dynamic, and make it more of a narrative. Now, you can still have your objective, but your objective needs to be, hey, I'd like to get a job with that company. It needs to be much more attuned to, I would like to get a position with your company to help you remove your pain, and then identify in the objective what the pain is. Then show them your work history and how, in each bullet point underneath each job, tell them what you learned, how it made you grow, and how you were able to use your skills and abilities to solve the pain of that employer. And then relate that that experience to how it will enable you and better equip you to remove this new employer's pain. So don't be afraid of writing full sentences. Don't be afraid of writing narratives that may fill up a little bit more paper, but will make you more personable, more human, and help the recruiter understand what value you really can indeed bring to the table. And that's basically what I told him that day. Now, it just so happens, a couple of days after I shared that bit of information with him, I ran across an article written by a lady named Laura Rock. She is one of the top human resources executives at Farmers Insurance, and she wrote an article for Fortune.com about resume tips, and many of them are very similar to what I just mentioned. Then there's a couple of others she shared and that I wanted to share with the audience today as well. So five tips to consider when sprucing up your resume. Number one, avoid the linear timeline. And as she said, very similar to what I said, just listing job titles and responsibilities is not enough anymore. Each job should include enhanced insights into what you learned from the experience, how it got you closer to your personal goal, what you got out of each job, what were your key takeaways, and how it has made you a better employee. And that will also this will also demonstrate that you weren't just punching a clock, but learning and absorbing skills. Number two, talk about your accomplishments. Now, whether you're describing your experience being on a sports team or in a favorite college club, if you were just a recent graduate, or at your last full-time job, make it personal and focused on results. And what did you do to help that club? What did you do to grow that business? What did you do to enhance that company or contribute to your community? Would-be employers not only want you to know what you've accomplished, but how it benefited the people you were working with. And we'll pick up with the other tips from Laura Rock about how to make an excellent resume, how to write an excellent resume, when we get back from the break. Join us in just a few minutes.
Following Jesus might not necessarily make you wealthy, but it will make you rich in other ways. We'll also meet author Tim Radke and hear how God works through us as we go about our daily work. And Pastor Ken Klaus responds to a listener who wonders just how powerful God really is. That's all this week on The Lutheran Hour.
Sunday morning at 8:30 on Christian Talk 660 and 92.9 FM.
Well, I'm here with Rudy with Geek Out Games talking about Teach Me Morpheus. And Rudy, tell me a little bit about how you see Teach Me Morpheus benefiting your business.
Well, one of the things that we sell at Geek Out Games are very complicated strategy games. And part of what we can do for our customers is put together videos to help them really dig into the meat of some of these complicated games. So we see Teach Me Morpheus as helping our customers learn how to get more bang out of their buck for their game, while the store can also benefit by cashing in on the revenue stream from those newer players.
Help your customers make money for your organization. That's what TeachMeMorpheus.com, a new online learning platform, can do for your business or nonprofit. To learn more, check out TeachMeMorpheus.com, referral code HISRADIO. That's TeachMeMorpheus.com, referral code HISRADIO.
If you're looking for a way to apply God's Word to your daily life, join us Thursdays at 5:30 p.m. at Washington Baptist Church in Greer as we seek a deeper relationship with the Lord. Come with an open mind and heart. We will have a pastor question-answer session every fourth Thursday during this study of the New Testament. For more information, call Doris at 848-5688.
Career mismatches cause people financial and emotional pain as they struggle to pay their bills and also to find meaning in their lives. The late Larry Burkett recognized this, and for nearly 30 years, Crown Ministries has helped hundreds of thousands of people around the world find, prepare for, and pursue the purpose-filled work God has called them to do. To learn more about how you or someone you love can use biblical wisdom to avoid the financial and emotional pain of a bad career decision, visit careercallings.net/discover, careercallings.net/discover. All right, I'm in studio here today with Dr. Jerome II of Palmetto Proactive Healthcare. Doctor, how do you see Teach Me Morpheus helping your business?
For example, if I see you for a sinus infection and you realize you forgot to ask me something, Teach Me Morpheus can have one of our videos for sinus infection that you click, you can go through my instructions. We'll basically become a 24/7 resource for our patients.
To learn more, check out teachmemorpheus.com, referral code HISRADIO. That's teachmemorpheus.com, referral code HISRADIO.
We're Christian Talk 660.
But our lives aren't just measured in years. They're measured in the lives of people we touch around us.
This feels like my calling and my purpose in life. There's something different about this journey that's more heart connected.
Purpose is more than just your core of your own self. It's beyond your own identity. Everybody ultimately wants to serve other people.
You can have everything in life you want. You'll just help enough other people get what they want.
And that little bit of sadness in the mornings you spoke of, perhaps you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Welcome back to Career Callings. I'm your host, Robbie Romeiser, and at Career Callings, our mission is to help people avoid the financial and emotional pain of a bad career decision by helping them find, prepare for, and pursue the work God created them to do. Join us today by phone, text, or email, phone or text at 864-381-7649. That's 864-381-7649, or by email at robbie@careercallings.net, R-O-B-B-I-E. @careercallings.net. Just before we took off for the break, we were reviewing an article written by a lady named Laura Rock. She's one of the top human resource executives at Farmers Insurance. She wrote an article for Fortune.com about 5 resume tips to consider when sprucing up your resume. And before the break, we mentioned numbers 1 and 2, avoid a linear timeline, and then number 2, talk about your accomplishments. That leads me into number 3, make your resume come alive. And what Laura was mentioning was this: avoid a flat resume. And what she meant by that is you don't have to just rely on a good old-fashioned paper resume anymore. In today's digital age, create a digital resume, whether it's your only resume or just a companion to your written one. Have a digital resume, and in that digital resume, embed links to stories maybe that you've written or maybe stories that have been written about you. Or maybe you can link to projects you've been involved in and your contributions, or you can link to your social media websites like LinkedIn or whatnot. Maybe you've done a video on a particular topic to try to teach something, include a video link to that. Or maybe you want to even create a video introduction of who you are and what you're trying to accomplish and how you can help that company you're applying to. Put it in video format if you have that capability, and include a link to that in your digital resume. That makes your resume much more of a personal connection portal and makes you stand head and shoulders above the rest of your competition, which will typically just provide the good old-fashioned two-dimensional paper resume. So that's a great way to make yourself kind of stand out from the pack. Number 4 tip, manage your social media presence. Now, carefully maintain your social media presence, because hiring managers these days are looking at the web to find out a little bit more about who you are, just like Stephen Colbert mentions in this clip right here.
One of the ways I'm keeping the public's eye on me right now is social media. I am all over Facebook, MySpace, Foursquare, Reddit, LinkedIn, Google Buzz, LiveJournal, Blippi, Twitter, Tumblr, Flickr, Muffler, Flumpler, and let's say Gargler. All this online openness comes with a price.
I know people who've been let go of their job because they shared a little bit too much about what they were doing online.
If we're hiring an intern or a new employee, the first thing you do nowadays is go online and look at their Facebook page.
You have the pictures of you shooting back tequila shooters, pole dancing, not information that your employer wants to see.
Especially if you're working for your dad. Even Barack Obama knows the dangers.
I want everybody here to be careful about what you post on Facebook.
And the president has been very careful. I have checked Facebook, and I could not find a single photo of him praying in a mosque. So, I photoshopped one. It's on Twitter. It's on the Twitter, so internet, do your thing. The point is, if you're not careful, your online past could destroy your offline future.
I tell you what, Photoshop is an amazing thing. Maestro, do you have any idea how to use Photoshop?
No.
That would make two of us. But let me tell you, I saw a video one time. It was this picture of a pizza. All right, it was a Photoshop picture of a well, no, I'm sorry, I did that wrong. It was a picture of a woman. And what happened was somebody had taken a picture of a pizza, a slice of pizza,
yeah,
and photoshopped it into looking like a woman. And it was I couldn't believe it. I mean, it took hours for that person to do that, but that's what you can do with Photoshop. So I guess what I'm saying is, Maestro,
how did you know it took them hours to do it?
Because it said so in the video. It said so in the video. It said, this took us hours. It took us days. We couldn't sleep. We had to get it done. One thing's for certain, though. Ugly people like you and me, Photoshop can help us. You know what I'm saying?
That is the true
statement.
That's
a wonderful thing. By the way, if you are great at Photoshop, that's another wonderful stay-at-home opportunity. You can become a photo editor for various and sundry types of things and get paid good money for that. So, yes, tip number four from Laura Rock, one of the head human resource people at Farmers Insurance, is to make sure you manage your social media presence, as Stephen Colbert so exquisitely pointed out on one of his recent shows. Take care with your cover letter is step number five from Laura Rock. And basically it says this, excuse me, we've all seen the cut and paste error where an applicant neglects to tailor the cover letter to the specific job. So be sure you make sure that you take the time not to give generic stuff. Generic stuff doesn't go very far. People want to know that you care enough about them to actually tailor your cover letter and the resume for their particular needs. Also, be careful about grammatical or spelling errors, which would reflect poorly on your work style and your attention to detail. You never get a chance to make a second chance to make a first impression. And I've heard that many times, probably you have too. So summarize your experience in an easy-to-read format so managers can quickly pick what they like to focus on. So there you go, five tips. From HR manager Laura Rock at Farmers Insurance. Great advice for us to keep in mind. Now, one of the many obstacles that keep us from pursuing God's career calling in our lives, we feel the tug of the Lord to go in a particular direction, maybe take a step of faith that makes no sense to anybody else, and go in a direction that makes no sense to anybody else, including yourself. Yet you know the Lord wants you to do it, and you just don't have the courage to do it. What I want to do is share with you the story of a lady named that I will call Elle. And Elle was scared just like everybody else because she and her husband had gotten accustomed to a $68,000 per year salary at a job her husband used to work at. But their days of living such an income ended when Elle's husband felt called into the ministry. He had been studying at seminary part-time while he was still working, but after his studies ended, he began his ministry job search and ended up landing a job as an assistant pastor earning only $19,000 a year. So, big pay drop from $68,000 a year down to $19,000 per year. Before relocating to the new job's location, the couple did some number crunching, and Elle was pretty confident that they would be okay for the next year or so if they could earn an additional $24,000 above and beyond the $19,000 salary her husband was getting. So, that's what they started praying for, an additional $24,000. They didn't have any idea where it was going to come from, but they were praying that the Lord would provide it. Well, Elle had been working casually as a real estate agent, and not long after she prayed for that $24,000, she became involved in a real estate transaction involving a rather valuable farm. And as they approached the closing date, she began to calculate what her take-home commission was going to be. To her amazement, dear Maestro, she realized that she would be walking away from the deal with $24,000 in her pocket. And she just thought to herself, God is so good. And she actually began to cry a little bit from tears of joy as she was whipping up this computation and calculation to find out that she was going to get that much commission. Now, when she was figuring that out, the other agent in the deal happened to be nearby and noticed that she was crying. And so this experienced agent asked her, this more experienced agent asked Elle, why are you crying about that? And so Elle related her story to the other agent. And then the other agent told Elle, unfortunately, you have miscalculated your commission. You're not going to get $24,000 when you walk away from the table. You're going to get $36,000. And after Elle heard that, she started bawling like a little baby. Amen and amen. So the point is this. When we ask God for his provision, doesn't the Bible teach us that God is able to supply above and beyond our wildest dreams? Ephesians 3:20, now to him who is able to do infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. Absolutely, the Lord can do that. And he did that for Elle and her husband. And they were seeking the kingdom of God first, trying to do what they understood God was wanting them to do. And they laid their need for financial provision at God's feet. And God rewarded their faith not only with giving them what they asked for, but giving them above and beyond what they asked for. Now, the Bible's clear that when we ask for God's provision, he will not supply it to us if we desire it to consume it upon our own lusts. Now, that's clear in the Bible. God's not going to give you stuff so you can go waste it. But in cases like Elle's and her husband, when they seek God's provision, when we seek God's provision so that we might be able to do his work that he's shown us to do, he is willing and able to supply both what we think we need and superabundantly above what we can even imagine. So trust in the Lord to provide for you when you have a need. Now, Maestro, as we wrap up this segment of the show, I do need to play a song. Would you mind playing that song for me? Mission Impossible. I just want to share with you that a reminder that wherever you are working today, that is your mission field. I've got a good friend that works as a physical therapist in nursing homes, and he was telling me stories the other day of opportunities the Lord has given him to share the gospel with people that were near death. And in one case not long ago, he shared the gospel with a lady who'd been going to church and singing in the choir for 40 years. And as he explained the gospel to her, she finally came to the understanding that she had never truly put all her dependence on Christ for her salvation. And just a mere few weeks before she passed away, she finally made a profession of faith in the Lord and only the Lord to rest her eternity in his strong arms. And so whenever you are in the workplace, that is your mission field, and it's not impossible to do. So whenever the Lord tugs on your heart to share the gospel, do it, and he will be glorified. Be sure to seek first the kingdom of God in everything you do, and get a free copy of today's podcast broadcast at careercallings.net/radio. Have a blessed day.